Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
A very good evening, everybody, as always. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with Michael Kay and myself on At Home with Victoria. If, in fact, you are new to the show, we do a lot of news, a lot of entertainment, and Michael and I also like to give shout-outs and focus on nonprofit organizations out there that are trying to get the word out about what it is that they are doing. Now, tonight, MK, I've got to tell you a little bit of a twist of what we're doing, because we're talking pills, we're talking prescription drugs, and we're talking medication, my kind of a topic on At Home with Victoria.
Yes, and the recreational kind, which is my type of conversation. But, yeah, our good friend Steve Silverman turned me on to this wonderful production called Beverly Pills. It's a Dirty Marty production out of California. And I have to say, he sent me the trailer and the rushes, and I thought it would be quite a good topic of the show. Joining us is Ginger Parker, from Beverly Pills. She is the writer and director and also star center herself. She is a hoot and a holler. Please welcome Miss Ginger Parker to the show. Welcome
Ginger.
To Home with Victoria, Ginger.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, we'll let our audience know that Ginger Parker is her pseudonym, her IMDb name, but Ginger's actual name is Ginger Marie Rogers. So you were mentioning that SAG had a problem with you registering as Ginger Rogers.
Yes. When I moved to California, now I had struggled with that for a little while because, I mean, who would have thought when you're naming your child Ginger Rogers that she would want to grow up and be an actress and move to Hollywood and do that whole thing. So when I got here and I got my SAG vouchers fairly quickly, and I went to SAG and they were like, now we're not going to have to be the first ones to tell you that name is taken, correct? I actually went with Ginger Parker, which came from a film that I did in college where the director messed up and put my name as that in the credits. And luckily, we caught it before the premiere. But when I started thinking about names, I kind of started poring over it, and I was like, oh, Ginger Parker. That actually works. And I threw it out there to my agents and managers at the time, and they liked it. So we made the switch.
Fantastic. It's a fantastic name. Where did you grow up, Ginger?
Thank you. Oh, I grew up around Dallas, Texas, about 45 minutes outside of Dallas.
Wow. Not a lot of acting there?
Yeah, well, not in the sticks of Texas. I kind of had to make my own theater at first. then I ended up going to the University of North Texas and majoring in theater.
Fantastic. How long did you were you majoring?
I'm sorry, I missed your question.
How long were you majoring in theater?
It took me 4.5 years. I was having a little bit more fun than the people
that
did just in 4. and I actually got to spend a summer in Mexico and saw a lot of theater there, actually, and started forming my own theater company and ran that out of Dallas, and then spent a summer in Chicago doing some theater with some friends up there and did a little acting and modeling as well, kind of getting my toes wet in the film world.
What you just said, that you basically created your own theater. So I love the idea that if it wasn't there, or if it was there not in the capacity that you wanted it to be, that you just created it yourself as
right.
opposed to sitting around and waiting for someone to do it for you. That's very
exactly
cool.
And that's kind of been what I strive for still, is just to continuously put new ideas out there, and you're right, if the opportunities aren't there for you, you create them, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when Steve sent me the first little bit of Beverly Pills, I'll be honest with you, it drove me crazy for about a week and a half, because I recognized you from something. And as Victoria will tell you too, I never forget a face. I may get drunk on Facebook and forget what I posted the night before, but I never forget a face. And it finally came to me when I was doing the background research. You were the last girl on Fear News.
Yes, I was. What a fun show to work on.
I'm telling you, it was a fun show too. How was your experience working on that?
Oh, wonderful. I mean, it was a monster production because the whole concept of the show is it is a different horror movie each week that we're kind of taking a nod from. So I was the last girl in all these scenarios of a horror film, and I'm running through either being chased by a behemoth killer or a ghostly girl or whatever we had set up that week, and I was delivering each week's horror movie news. Mm-hmm. So I would have to, so the news would have to be current. So they would send that to me on Monday, and I would have Monday and Tuesday to memorize it, and the whole time they're sending rewrites as well. And then Wednesday mm-hmm. we would shoot all day long. They would edit all day long Thursday and then post it Friday morning. So the news was still up to date. So it was just a monster. The 6 weeks that we were working on it were all day, every day. And even when I left them on set on Wednesday, they were like, yes, we're going to be staring at your face for the next 36 hours and not sleeping. Like, I'm so sorry, guys. but it was a blast to work with. Jim Koons directed that, and it runs Creative Bankrupt Productions or Creatively Bankrupt Productions and is a delight to be on set with. Right. Just amazing at what he does. And Jack Conway, the creator, is brilliant and was so much fun and just so passionate about the projects that he's involved with. And he's over at Machinima now doing awesome. So
oh, cool.
All the best to both of them.
Absolutely. Vic?
Yeah, I wanted to say I'm sitting here looking at the website. And, guys, don't forget we have all the information inside the chat room. And, Ginger, I have to say, you are a looker, honey. You are stunning. Is that the picture of you on the front of your website?
Yes, but I will also say that I do not wake up looking like Scarlett Davis, that's for sure.
There's a little bit of work involved in getting there, but my goodness, Scarlett Davis is gorgeous. And I want to know, what color is that red lipstick that Scarlett is wearing? That looks like my color lipstick.
Bright red. Yes, that is her staple. In fact, Luis and I were going over that on set the first day we were filming, and he had had it in his mind for it to be some sort of, Carrie Bradshaw, nude, natural. And I was like, mm-hmm. oh, no. Like, she has got to. If we're going with the beauty mark, she's got to wear fire engine red lipstick. And once we put it on, we were both like, yes, like, that's it.
Yeah.
Yes,
no, there's nothing demure about Scarlett. That's for darn sure. But before we go to that, too, I want to make mention, too. Now, I don't know if you want this even mentioned, but, of course, I have to go ahead and do some digging. But what was your involvement with The Millionaire Matchmaker?
I knew you
could. Victoria and I hate that show, but we watch it all the time.
Ginger, one thing you have to know about entertainment co-host Michael K., he will find the stuff even if you don't want him to.
He's digging. No, I took so much from that experience. It was a random turn of events that I ended up on it, and I actually stopped working with some representation because of it and things like that. But I had actually never seen the show, and a friend of mine said, called and said, we're casting for this dating show, and we need girls in L.A., can you please come in? And then after I went, the guy who I was working with at the time was like, yes, you should really do the show. And he was like, but do you know the concept? And I had never seen it. I'd never seen anything of it. So I had 12 hours to, fix my hair and go buy a dress and shave my legs and try to turn me into a lady so Patty didn't, rip me to shreds. but, yeah, I got there, and it was just, just kind of being on set. On a show, just trying to be a little bit of a fly on the wall there. And I did not really have any conversation with the guys or have any intentions of wanting to go on dates with them or anything like that.
but it was definitely
an interesting character study.
Character study, too. Plus, Patty scares the crap out of me, the way she reads some of these people and some of the girls that come in. And then, of course, the two people that she has helping her with the dating site look like they should be tropical fish, for God's sake. Because I'm going to take like, dating advice from those two freaks. But,
exactly.
However.
I mean, they're a bunch, but I also could tell the first day the way that they called girls in was very much, I went in the first group, and it was also with the girls that were, like, chosen for the date, and they were just, like, very nice and delightful, so we all go downstairs, like, oh, well, they're very nice, like, don't worry about it, take a deep breath, they're going to be great, and then they dismissed us, and we heard the next day, the girls that were not there were some of them left in tears and things like that. So, I'm, yeah, she
well,
said they could take the
vision. It doesn't sound like that you needed to be there anyway, so we'll move on from there, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's actually go into Beverly Pills. Beverly Pills actually aired March 10th, Monday. Episode 1 is up and running. You can go to www.beverlypillstheseries.com. Give us a little bit of a synopsis of what it's all about.
Okay, this is about Beverly Hills socialites that have never had to work a day in their lives. They're even encouraged not to, and particularly Scarlett Davis. And she has all of her assets seized by the government and falls from riches to complete rags and is evicted from her mansion. And she chooses to go the route of selling unprescribed prescription drugs around Beverly Hills to kind of keep her social stature in place.
There would be quite a market for it in Beverly Hills, I would certainly suggest.
Yes. Yes, and there's lots of jokes about that, too. I mean, we're definitely Luis Bustamante, the creator of the series, and my writing and producing and everything partner, we definitely wanted to take this this Beverly Hills mentality that you see so much on, like, reality television shows or even in some sitcoms, like the Desperate Housewife mentality and kind of things like that,
mm-hmm.
and really put a slapstick, comedic spin on their lifestyle and that mentality.
Yeah, you certainly did. Now, how did Steve Silverman get involved in this and stuff? I didn't really quite get into that with him, but how did you know Steve?
Yeah, Steve, actually, our amazing makeup artist, Blair Leventhal, worked on Steve Silverman's series, Pretty the Series.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, as we were getting ready to launch Beverly Pills, we didn't know really how to market it and things like that, so we started doing some business with Steve on how to get your web series out there and how for people to, you know, who do we talk to so people can watch it and we can really
mm-hmm.
get it out to a wider audience. And since he had so much experience with his two great shows and really he really enjoyed Beverly Pills, he's been just an amazing asset for us. He's great.
And
yeah,
I wanted to ask how many – I know you have the first episode – so how many more episodes can all of us expect, or have you gotten that far yet?
Yes, we have. Yes, we've shot all of season one. Now we're going back now as we're plotting ideas for season two, and we'll probably be adding little bits to season one for that. But we have 6 episodes shot right now, so you can expect 6 5- to 9-minute episodes for season one.
Wow.
Great.
Did you shoot them all over the course of a couple of weeks? I know Silverman goes ahead and does this, you know, guerrilla shooting where he just goes ahead and bangs it all out and everything. What was the process for Beverly Hills?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. We call it chimpanzee filmmaking instead of guerrilla style. But absolutely, we this idea started off as a short film. And Luis was doing his thesis for AI, which he just graduated from in October. And so it started from a short film from that. And we actually took a lot of scenes from that and then continued writing and adding and decided that, you know, these characters were just so powerful that we couldn't encapsulate it in just a short film and that we could really continue and that the web world would be an amazing medium for it.
Yeah, no, I agree, too. I've got a clip here that was sent by your people, so let's give a listen. This is a little snippet from Beverly Pills. Don't go anywhere.
Are you seriously trying to sell unprescribed drugs at my charity event?
Yes, we are.
Aaron! I knew it. I'm calling the police. No, Daisy, that is not necessary. Pretty Daisy. Come in.
No.
Puff?
Fuck no.
Hello, 911.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll give you 5%.
25.
18.
32.
21.
25.
22%.
Perfect. You have 15 minutes to sell in Dosh. In that time, I'm going to go ahead and pleasure myself to that video we made in Fat Camp.
You told me that we deleted that.
And you believe me.
That's not anyone I went to Fat Camp.
Beverly Pills. You know, I love your little dialect there, too, because I don't know if you've been watching that new horrendous train wreck of a series called Rich Kids of Beverly Hills, but you got that sort of cadence to it, you know, that sort of lilt that is so mind-pluckingly irritating.
It really is, and it's so funny because as Luis and I will sit and write, it's so obvious when I'm speaking as Ginger and then when I snap into my Scarlett Davis voice and, you know, the Beverly Hills, just it definitely, that area of town has something to it.
Yeah.
A mentality where people act that way.
Yeah, it really is something. I don't know. Do you watch that show at all, Rich Kids of Beverly Hills? They should call it Middle-Aged Kids of Beverly Hills because they're in their friggin' 30s, you know what I mean? And they all, you know, so I don't get it.
Well, it's La La Land, you know, so they could all be a little older, I guess. But no, I have not seen that show yet, but in marketing for Beverly Hills, a lot of people have been like, you need to check that out, and a bunch of other little interesting research goes into that too, just movies that people are like, oh, maybe like this, or reality television stars that I never knew existed, but, you know, now they're like, oh, they're so Scarlett, these people are so Scarlett, so it's exciting to get feedback like that, and I love to get tweets from the fans and things like that of just like how it relates to their life or who they see in this person and things like that. It's very interesting.
Yeah, Vic?
Yeah, that was one question I was going to ask. Have you gotten any feedback on it yet from people that have had the opportunity to watch it? And also, to tag along with that, in terms of the feedback, so tell us just a little bit about sort of some of the twists and turns that Scarlett actually takes throughout this. I mean, has she gotten to the point in any of the series that we're going to see where, you know, she's gotten into trouble with the police yet over this issue?
The law is, I mean, in the first episode, there's a little bit of the law part, but that won't be touched on too much more in the first season. But, yes, that will definitely be addressed in the future. But the amount of feedback that we're getting right now, it's so funny because we're in so many different forms of writing and we're editing different episodes, and then we have to remember that our audience has only seen either the trailer or episode one. So right now we're getting amazing feedback that's like, no, you know, Scarlett, this, she's so down and out on her luck right now, like what is she going to do? And I loved hearing the other day that someone was like, our lovely friend Candace at Soap Party said, you know, if you think you're having a bad day, promise me, Scarlett, or I promise you, Scarlett Davis is having a worse one. And that was a cute little feedback.
But to Scarlett doesn't have a bad day because she's always hopped up on OxyContin. I mean, seriously, I mean, the woman pops a lot of pills. I love the comment about an Asian martini, which is basically a martini made by your Asian maid. The writing is fantastic. Do you and Louis share that 50-50 kind of a thing? You kind of bounce off each other, or who does the majority of the writing?
Yeah, well, in this first season, it was definitely Louis brought a script to me. It was very much like this. That changed a multiple amount of times before the filming of the short film. And then once we paired together, it was definitely, we were taking from that script and filling in pieces. So the pieces that we filled in then were definitely 50-50, but also a lot of the script and a lot of the jokes are improv on set.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
We have such a fun cast, and we're all friends and have worked on other projects together. So the ability to just go and have it be your playground as an actor is so freeing. And it's funny because I would never say some of the things that Scarlett Davis says to my friend. So immediately upon cut, I'm like, I'm so sorry I just said that about your family. And it's hilarious that in editing you can tell when they're kind of reacting, and then sometimes when I say things so off the wall that they're actually a little bit offended, you know, they slip out of their character a little bit, and I'm like, oh, Sorry.
Yeah, no, I think you have a really good hit on your hands. Once again, you're hooking up with Silverman is a great idea, because if anybody knows how to write a web series, it's him, with his success with Pretty in the Inn and everything like that. But running out of time, Ginger, the web series is Beverly Pills, www.beverlypillstheseries. Go ahead and check it out. Episode 1 is up and running now. Ginger, besides Beverly Pills, anything else for you coming up in 2014?
Well, we are planning the Beverly Pills Season 2, and then we're working on quite a few little treatments for Filthy Martini to put up, perhaps a thriller. I've had another comedy pilot that I've been working on, and we've shot a little bit of that. And then we've got treatments for a few things, so we've got tricks up our sleeve. But I'm also doing some street art, so you will be able to see all that as well on my Instagram, @G_N_G_R. It's Ginger, right. GNGR.
Okay. Sounds good. And you're also on Facebook as well?
Yes, As Ginger
Parker. Are you personally on Facebook? Because I was looking for you the other day.
I'm personally on there, yeah, Ginger Parker. And then I need to put up a page for that soon. But you can find Ginger Parker, and then it's Beverly Pills, the series, on Facebook as well.
Right. Well, doll, it's been lovely chatting with you. Continued success.
Yeah.
And, again, thanks for taking the time. And please understand that now At Home with Victoria is your home, too. So when you got things in the hopper, email me or Vic, and we'd love to have you back on, Ginger.
Will do. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, Victoria.
Thank you, Ginger, again. Thank you so much for being here. And I want to also thank everybody who's listening inside the chat room who came to listen to Ginger talk about her new web series tonight. And also Shannon, out of the UK, who's been kind of helping us in the chat room, post a link to www.beverlypillstheseries.com. So check it out. Michael, she's very interesting, and I'm glad, because, you know, like you always say, we get to find all of this sort of talent low on the radar, and then they completely blow up, and we get them first, which I love.
No, I know, and she is so hilarious in this series. I know you've been busy with International Connection, but she's so good in this series and so down-to-earth talking to us. So it's one of those things where she's a fantastic actress. So I do predict great things for Beverly Pills, that's for darn sure. But I want to make mention really quickly, too, that on next Wednesday, we're back next Wednesday with Sam Harris. Sam Harris was the original Star Search winner back in the early, early days. I think it was 1988. And so he has written a book called Ham, Slices of Life. He'll be joining us Wednesday. Go ahead and check about that. He has gone from, Vic, he's gone from huge success to alcohol addiction to marriage to now he's just on the second uprise of his career. So it would be fantastic to go ahead and check him out. But I want to remind everybody, too, that our lovely friend Jasmine Booth is going to be – all your votes are being tabulated right now. The winner of the $100,000 prize will be announced tomorrow, 9 a.m. on Live with Kelly and Michael. It's not too late to vote. Go to livewithkellyandmichael.com and click the link for contests, and you'll see Jasmine Booth right there. Sorry, Vic, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Nope, I was actually going to ask you to mention that, what you just said, and if people can still vote. So maybe when the show is over, Michael, I know you posted the link on my Facebook page, so I'll repost it, because she really does a great job. I mean, she really is a super mom, but more importantly, she does so much work for women veterans who are homeless and who are out of the military, having a difficult time readjusting to life. So I think she's worth a vote, so I'm going to repost her and that information at the top of my page. And, again, just go and vote for her. Go and vote for her, Michael.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to another edition of At Home with Victoria. I'm Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host. Many, many much love to guest 2144, guest 2345, and, of course, to Shannon Sibbald in the UK. Vic, we're going to end up with a little bit of music. Found this little girl named Morgan Mayer out of Lumsden, Saskatchewan, my own province and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She is a college student there, but sent me some fantastic music, so we're going to end up with a little bit of that. Everybody have a great night, and Vic, you have a good sleep. And have
Thank
fun
you.
In Vegas,
good night.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.